on this episode of Counting Cars. I visit Pawn Star Rick Harrison to unload the ballsiest car on the planet. What do you think?
What exactly possessed you to make this?
Scott gives Horny Mike a run for his money.
Bet you a couple of hot dogs you can beat him.
To the white truck right there. Excuse me.
And Kevin tries to talk me out of a purchase I'm bound to regret.
This is a rust bucket.
There's money here.
You're really going to buy this punk.
11:50 going one. 11:50 going twice.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. And sometimes I eat them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the next automobile we have. Everybody can get here in the Odessa Las Vegas Auto Auction. Put your hands high in the air.
Cars, cars, and more cars. I'm digging this.
Yeah.
Today, Kevin and I are here at the Odessa Car Auction, where you can find anything from beautifully restored cars to complete wrecks. I come here as often as I can because sometimes you can just find that gem that needs a little bit of love, and I can flip it and make a good profit.
And the next automobile rolling right up to the auction block, folks. Here we go. Here's a 1967 Fury. It is gorgeous.
I could get seriously interested in this one right here, man.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's pretty nice. Let me check out this other side.
Something like a bright red ragtop, man.
Going to the auction's a real crapshoot. You don't get a whole lot of time to look at the vehicle, so you don't always get to lift the hood, look at the motor, look underneath for rust. A lot of times you get lucky, but there's those times where you get burned really bad. Hey, the other side looks good. Oh, you're already bidding on it?
Man, I'm in. I like this car.
How high are you going to go?
I don't know yet, man. I don't know how far I'm going to go.
That Plymouth is a way cool car, but when I see that look in Danny's eyes, I know we're in big trouble. If he spends $15,000 on that car, there's not going to be any profit. Oh, my God. You're killing me. You can't go higher than 15 and a half. That's it. We're at 15. That's it.
I'm in.
Hey, no more. That's it. Come on.
All right, We'll let this one go.
Thank God.
We got a nice car.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Good job on that.
Nice car. Sometimes at these auctions, you just got to know when to back off and let the other bidder have the car. But there's plenty more here, and I'm sure I'll find something.
Here comes a 1970, huh? How nice is that? It's about 55, here to the 55. 19.5, boom, sold for 19.5 to you, my friend.
Nice car.
Well, now, look what just pulled in, everybody. Here's a 1964 Ford Ranchero. This is the next car for sale. Look at the work that can be done here.
I could get interested in this, man. The Ford Ranchero was the first post-war vehicle of its kind. This crossover car was extremely popular and was rumored to be a favorite of Elvis's, who had one on his ranch in Mississippi. This is a project that we could do fast and make quick money on.
Where are we going to find parts for this? Come on. This is a rust bucket.
All we got to do is put a patch on this back. The rest of it, man, in the body shop, done.
I don't see it.
Watch.
I don't see it.
Watch.
This piece of crap should be sold for scrap. There is no way we can make money on this car. We're going to put more money into it than we would selling it. Seriously, let him have it. Danny, I don't want his... You're really going to buy this hunk of
11 looking for 11:50 going one. 11:50 going one.
Watch. I'm going to win it.
$1,100, you got the car.
You bought a hunk of...
Dude,
you just disrespected my business sense.
This is a moneymaker.
You ain't going to make a dime. I'll bet you $500
really? That
you don't make a dime on this car.
I'll take that bet. I just bought this Ranchero for $1,100. As long as the engine and transmission are in good shape and all I've got to do is cosmetics, I could stand to make a decent profit off of this. Plus, I'll take that $500 from Kevin, and that'll make it even better. Drive it home for me.
I'm not driving that home.
While Kevin takes the Ranchero back to the shop, I'm getting ready to hit the road with one of my best buds, Big Ryan. He is awesome at finding all these little hidden gems. Only thing about him is he never tells me where we're going or what we're looking at until we get there.
So what are we looking at?
Something.
Again, this is what I get from you. Something.
Well, because you know what I get from you. 20 questions. It's like we're on a date. Where are we going to go? We're going to go up and check out a bike.
Okay, cool.
I'm taking Danny over to see my buddy Steve. Steve's a home mechanic, works out of his garage. He's got a lot of work, but he doesn't have a lot of space. So he's got a couple bikes he said he'd consider letting go if the price was right. So we'll see what Danny thinks, and we'll go from there.
Let's see what he's got going on.
Steve, you around?
Yeah, come on back. Hey, what's happening?
Nothing, man.
It's Pan, dude.
Nice.
Wow. Check it out. Lord. Man, you got some stuff back here.
Yes.
Oh, these were goodies, you know?
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Motorcycles have always been a part of my life, working on them, customizing them. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
You selling any of this stuff?
Yeah, I got the soft tail, man. It's been sitting around.
Can I take a peek?
Yeah, you guys want to check it out?
I'd love to, man.
All right, come on this way.
Steve's got one soft tail in particular. It's rough, but it's a decent little project. And I think it'll be right up Danny's alley. It'll be a little moneymaker for him.
That don't look too bad.
No, it doesn't look bad at all.
I mean, it's a project, but
most projects we've been looking at are in boxes.
Yeah.
So this is nice to see it as a roller.
Steve, what do you know about the motor?
The motor's pretty good. I mean, it's got good compression and everything, but I'd go through it.
You know, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of seeing we could do this kind of like an old-school bobber look.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's got all the right flavor to it.
Absolutely.
This frame and rolling chassis looks so retro, I'm seeing a bobber with this project. Now, badass Jack Nicholson rode a bike in Rebel Rousers that many think is a bobber, but it's not what you would call a proper bobber. Didn't have the right tanks and footboards. But bobbers are still very popular to this day, so I'm not going to have any problems flipping this thing. Steve, what do you got to have for it?
I was wanting like $3,000 for it.
If I gave you in $100 bills, would you consider $2,000 on this?
Man, you know the deal, like that tranny alone with
sure.
The motor.
I know.
Well, we do like 25.
I think that's totally
good with
fair.
That?
Yep.
Well, that's
yeah,
wonderful.
We got a deal.
Wonderful, wonderful, cool, man. This thing might not look like much right now, but if I'm really careful on my parts shopping, I bet you I could turn about a $5,000 profit on this by the time it's done.
I still don't like it.
Why, man? This is a cool, cool car.
Danny bought this huge piece of shit at the auction, so I bet him $500 that he couldn't turn a profit.
What's your plan?
We're gonna flip it. I told you we're gonna make money on this. We're gonna make money on this.
There's no way. Look at this. You got no floor.
We got a little bit of rust.
Look at that. That's metal. It feels like cardboard.
Look, it's got a brand new front fender, and so that's all great.
Hey. Man up and just say you screwed up.
I didn't. The rocker panels are rock solid. This car, you guys, it's solid. It's a solid car.
Give me my $500.
I ain't giving you nothing.
And I'll Yeah, she's rock solid, all right.
I can't believe Danny bought this Ranchero. Danny really screwed up. Because there's not one smart dollar can go into this car. Even towing it away is going to cost us money. No matter what, he screwed us.
You know like what, I said, man. Give me the $500, I'll get it to the scrapyard.
Screw
right
you
now.
Guys, man. You guys are putting bad McGumbo all over this car.
Your car just fell apart on the rack.
Screw you guys.
Kiss my ass. Perfect example of Mike's work. All flash, no maintenance.
It's not a perfect invention.
What are you going to do when the horn goes up your ass?
It's going to suck.
Come see some of the stuff we got going on, because I want to pick your brain and see what you're into. Today, I'm working with a customer who's looking to build a full custom chop with an extremely custom paint job. So I'm having him sit down with Horny Mike, see if we can't come up with some ideas that'll fit his style. Mike, this is Larry. We're going to do a crazy custom bike for Larry. He's got some concept for paint, and I think you two need to get together and talk about this paint scheme.
Work out some designs?
Yeah.
Make yourself at home, brother.
Thank you.
So what I'm thinking, man, is I want to get you know, a nice satin black.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. We're going to have details I need.
Oh,
I
good.
Need
paper. Start to write things down.
I need paper.
Did you just walk off in his box?
I'm sorry.
Don't keep it comfortable.
You know, I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think you forgot to put your pants on.
My shirts are dirty. I thought that's what the laundry room was for.
Nice.
All right, what do you want?
I'd like to get some gold leaf.
There you go.
Some pinstriping.
That's always good.
Maybe some kind of a shanky design, you know, around it, more like a tribally feel.
Gotcha.
Some sharp edges.
Yeah. Looks like the paint job's gonna stab you. That's kind of what.
Hey, that's what I like. I like that. I like that.
Airbrush skulls. You can airbrush some skulls in there, right?
Of course we can airbrush skulls in there. Naked women. If you like, I mean, that's a little weird.
I'm not going for that much.
Do a whole skull.
Holy.
But
we'll just stick with the skulls.
It's your bike.
We'll just stick with the skulls on that one. You know?
You are disturbed.
Yeah.
This right here would all stay black. In here.
Okay.
This would be leafing.
I'm just wondering where you're gonna put the skulls.
They basically be the fill for these spots.
Inside of your design, okay. The skulls would be the fill. Gotcha.
But it would look better and tougher with horns. But you know, apparently in my opinion, it doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. After talking with Larry, I think the Softail project that I picked up with Big Ryan earlier is gonna be perfect for this. It won't quite be the bobber that I imagined, but I tell you what, a paying customer is better than a flip any day. Larry, let's go to the office. Let me get some information on you, and we get this thing rolling.
Cool.
Thank you, Mike.
No problem.
Take it easy, Mike.
Nice to meet you, brother.
Yep. So, like a bike like this, we can knock out for 12 grand, you know?
What? What the hell is that?
It's Horny Mike. Horny Mike is always up to something, and it usually pisses Scott off.
It's not a perfect invention. I mean, it's a bicycle. It's just got a motor.
What are you going to do when the horn goes up your ass?
It's going to suck.
Mike, I have to say it is pretty cool looking, though.
It gets some attention on the road.
It's definitely promoting your horns.
My horns are badass. I don't care what Scott thinks. It's like he's got any style with the whole chubby chin thing going on. I'm horny for life.
Perfect example of Mike's work. All flash, no maintenance.
Yeah.
You think it's a hoopoe race?
We will race.
I bet you a couple of hot dogs you can beat him.
Come on. I'm tired of you talking all the time.
Let's go, boy.
To the white truck right there.
You got an engine.
Excuse me.
Come on, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, you have to come back soon.
You better go get my hot dogs. You know, Mike? He thought he was gonna get over me. He didn't know the fat man had legs. I'm gonna tell you right now, and he better go get my hot dog, too.
And I broke it.
Thank you. Point proven. Somebody call a medic. I need some oxygen.
The guys are working really hard right now on the bike. They're customizing it to what the customer wants. It's in the paint shop right now. Then it'll go to Horny Mike for the skulls, and we'll be good to go. Yo, Mikey.
Yo.
Before you pinstripe that bike, I want to... What are you doing?
Chopping this thing up.
Oh, yeah?
We need parts off of it.
Who's we?
Me and the person that's going to build it.
Mike is working on that stupid Ranchero. I don't know what these guys are up to, but sometimes Danny doesn't know when to let go, and it's affecting our ability to complete these other jobs.
It's going
to
be beautiful when it's done.
What are we doing?
Making a project.
Kind of project?
We're making some things, you know, creative things with the parts that we're gonna chop off of here.
Some creative.
Danny's got a crazy idea for the Ranchero. What I love about it is Kevin's not gonna know what hit him. This is gonna be such a badass surprise.
Take your time. We're here all night long. I'll see you in the morning when I come in.
Hey, don't be sore with me because I won't tell you.
I think it's time to show you how we're gonna make some money on this. Is ready? That thing is sick, dude. Yeah.
It's crazy, ain't it?
What's up, gents?
How you doing?
Got something to show Kevin.
Poor Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin and I've got a $500 bet that I'm not going to make a dime on this Ford Ranchero that I bought at the auction, but I've got a plan. I think it's time to show you how we're going to make some money on this. Is ready?
Oh, my God.
It's your new company car.
That thing is sick, dude.
Yeah. It's crazy, ain't it? 1961 Ford Falcon Ranchero
pool table. Normally, I would have just cut my losses on this Ranchero and scrapped it, but I am not about to lose that bet with Kevin. So I got together with Horny Mike. We kind of brainstormed on this crazy idea, and we turned it into a pool table. Gave it a way sick paint job, put some beautiful rims on it, and I don't think I'm going to have any problem selling this thing for a profit.
You got to have thousands and thousands of dollars into this.
There's definitely some money in this.
I mean, it's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love it. And you guys did a great job. But you got to make money. You got to make a profit.
This is the nicest Ranchero out there.
There's no way.
Dude, let me just say this, man. I'm going to profit twice on this. I'm going to profit when I sell it, and then I'm going to profit when you pay up on the bet.
There's just no way in hell you're going to make money on this, Danny. I can't see it.
He does not have a deterred look on his face.
Hey, wait.
No. Do you smell failure?
No.
Because this is beautiful.
I smell victory.
Danny is not going to make a profit on this Ranchero. Not only does he have the initial investment of $1,100, he's got fabrication for $3,000, another $3,000 in custom paint. I don't see it. We're going to lose our ass on this piece of junk Ranchero.
Here's the crazy thing about this. I wouldn't even sell it if I were you. I would keep this. I'd put it in my house.
I'd sleep on it, you know. I'd tow it behind the bus.
See, that's what I'm saying. Just a couple of Cheetah pillows, and I just lay on it in my Cheetah Speedo on there, you know.
And on that note, let's go. He said Cheetah Speedo. Thank you very much, man.
Cheetah Speedo.
That's right.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. We've been working on a custom bike for our buddy Larry. We did a full custom paint job, new seat, chromed this thing all out. It is absolutely gorgeous. I'm just hoping he likes it as much as I do. I bet you're going to dig this. Check this out. Yeah!
Oh, it's perfect.
I don't want to get off of it.
She just came out gorgeous, man. This bike's been completely taken apart, completely put back together. Everything's brand new. It's a 2000, but it's like a brand new 2000.
When I first saw the bike, it blew my mind. It was more than I expected. The way that they contrasted the chrome, the black, the gold leaf, the rainbow and the paint.
All the airbrush skulls in it.
The way that it sets off itself, it's beautiful.
It's the first time I've seen it out in the sun.
I know.
I'm stoked. I know. There's nothing like black versus chrome.
I know.
That contrast is just strong, man. It's gorgeous.
That's a fat boy front end. Yeah.
Low and fat.
Low and fat. You're just like me. <What's that?
laughs> I'm really stoked about the way that this soft tail came out. When we picked this bike up, we saw the potential in it, but seeing it now, beyond my expectations.
This is why I came here.
Well, try it on, man. See how she fits.
All right, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reach is
good.
I mean,
the reach is perfect.
Foot controls are good.
Where your feet sit are perfect. Yeah. I can't stop staring at the gas tank.
I know,
I'm stuck. So how's she ride?
Take it from me, brother. She rides as good as she looks. It's awesome. It's a great ride.
I mean, you can't ask for a better feel on a bike. I don't want to get off it either. I'm telling you.
We want you to have fun with this thing.
I don't ever see me having a bad time on this thing, to be honest with you.
This is one of those cases where everybody walks away happy. Larry got his beautiful custom bike, and after going all in at $7,500, I was able to sell it for $12,500. That's a $5,000 profit. Not too shabby. Nice.
Let me tell you something. When we're done with this, I want $500, and I just want all hundreds.
Oh, yeah. I hope you have $500 on
me. I don't have $500 on me.
Kevin thinks he's got this whole bet in the bag, but what he doesn't know is that I've already talked to a buddy of mine who happens to be in the market for a nice pool table. Now, I've put about $7,100 total in this project. I'm not looking to make a big profit on this. I'm just looking to make sure I take Kevin's money.
I think you're going to dig this, brother.
When was the last time you seen a pool table like this?
I can't say that I ever have. When I first saw the pool table, it was definitely not what I was expecting. But actually, I think it was pretty bad.
It's a 1961 Ford Falcon Ranchero, or at least it used to be. We just basically put the front, connected it to the back, built the pockets into the steel all the way around it. Pool table is a real table, 4 foot by 8 foot. And the artwork is out of control, man. Pretty crazy, huh?
That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
So
So what exactly possessed you to make this?
Well, restoring it turned out to be a little bit more involved. So we cut it up, and we made this really crazy pool table out of it.
So do you level it by putting air in the tires?
You can do that, absolutely, man. She's a little high in this corner. There you go. It's all set up, man.
I actually think the pool table will sell. I mean, it is really cool. It is sort of a piece of art. You know, I'm thinking I could sell it for 10, but I don't know if that's going to be a week from now or 2 years from now. So how much are you looking to get out of this?
It's mainly artwork. Well, and of course, the metal fab and everything. So I got a lot of hours in it, but I got to get like about $9,000 out of the thing. What do you think?
I don't know.
This would look great in your house, wouldn't it?
I'm not really allowed to buy the furniture.
Well, see, this ain't furniture. This is artwork.
All right.
A cultured man like yourself, I know you recognize good artwork.
Give me $5,000.
Dang, man. Right at the knees.
There's no way in hell that Danny is selling this table for a profit. So I'm feeling good about my $500. It's just, what do I want to do with my money?
You know what's there, so can you just do me $8,500?
I'm thinking more in like the 7 ballpark.
I can't. It's only because I got more than that.
You
got
to deal with me at 7.
I just tell you. No, don't pay attention to him.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll give you $8,000.
You're beautiful, man.
I just lost $500.
You lost it the minute you made that bet. Man, I just scored $500 out of Kevin's pocket. Maybe I'll just take Kevin with me, go back to the car auction, and buy another car. Kevin, we'll be back in just a little bit, man. Might want to give me that.
That's horse.
No, man. That's taking care of business, baby. TCB.